We turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 7. Reading verses from 15 to 20. Book of Matthew, chapter 7, 15 to 20. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, and neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. So last Friday we have seen that about the narrow gate and wide gate. But the following verses, that is today's portion, we see there are two prophets, that is false prophets and prophets which are sent by God. Then they also correspondingly bear good fruits and not good fruits. Corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit, that is. And also the result of them was they will be ultimately cast into the fire. And they, so it is the false prophets which encourage the people and those who are believers also, they are who are professing that they are Christians, and easily to be swayed by those false prophets and to be led in astray from God's ways or the narrow gate, because it is difficult and they teach or prophesy different things which looks like in a very enticing, and the people are carried away by those doctrines. But when you look at a prophet in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 to 15, and Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither herefore nor since has spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be thy mouth, and with his mouth I will teach you that you shall do. Verse 16, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. So in this passage we see that prophet is the one who listens to God or receives the message from God and communicates to his people. And we see that in also a book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 4 onwards. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, Come out ye there unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in a door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and in a not in a dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall behold. Wherefore then he were not afraid to speak against my servant Moses. So the Lord will give his message to the prophets in visions and the dreams. But as far as Moses is concerned, he said like a man to man or face to face. And everything was directly received by Moses, the message in the 40 years of his wilderness journey, how to lead these people. And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. So now in the portion which we read in the book of Matthew chapter 7, so that was not the experience of a prophet. But in the Old Testament, a prophet was the one who receives the message of the future telling, future events which are going to come, and he will convey the message as it is, as he received from God. But in those days also, they were false prophets. So we read about them in book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. But here in the New Testament, the prophecy is something different. We see that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. So that was the ministry of a prophet in the New Testament church. So his message continues to bring these three things: one, edification, exhortation, and comfort. And the second one is the after edification. Edification is the building of the believer's life and the faith. And exhortation is, it is in Greek, it is called paraclete, and it is also called in simple English to be translated as called to one's aid. That means for my exhortation, how I need to live my life, the one who is going to be along my side, that is the Spirit of God with my spirit, and then comforting, then in my spiritual life, in my weakness, problems, how he can really comfort me to bring me into strength. And that is what a prophet does. But when a prophet speaks, he brings the conviction as if he is speaking a message directly from God to the hearts of the listeners. But in the new, that is what he is supposed to do in the assembly setup or the church setup. But the false prophets are someone, then they do not bring the message from God. And they talk differently so that it will not do all these three: edification to build the spiritual life, and also it will not be something to say how God is going to be along your side to lead you in your spiritual life, and how God is going to comfort you through the message from God. When it comes to the 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. But the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that is the fundamental principle. They are moved by the Spirit of God and uttered the word as a message of God to the people as per the need of the people at that time. And in chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. So those days in the olden times, there were false prophets, but now there is going to be false teachers, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So because of them, they speak different things which will bring destruction. And also because of them, the Lord's name and whatever the truth also will be brought, it will be evil spoken of. So those are the people who are going to raise in the end days. And in 2 Timothy also, the Timothy speaks about those people. But these are all the people in the Old Testament. The prophets were largely speaking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, the false prophets are also now in the church in a different way they act and divert the attention of the people to move away from the real message of God so that they may enter into the wider gate. Ultimately, they will not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But that is how Satan and his evil spirits continue to influence some people and raise them, so that because of their evil influence, many people who are calling themselves to be Christians are diverted to travel on the wider gate, ultimately leading them to the destruction. And that is how the evil, the false prophets or the false teachers continue to subvert the ways of God and bring them to the false teaching first, then establish them in that false teaching, and then ultimately leading their lives into the destruction. So before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we have seen in the morning about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the first coming and also the second coming, and many prophecies concerning about his second coming were there in the Old Testament. So largely the prophecies were concerning about him. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18 and verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. So that is about the first coming of the Lord and how he is going to speak unto the nation Israel. And about his second coming, book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of the Peace. And these are the Lord characteristics largely going to be fulfilled about his second coming. The government shall be upon his shoulders. That means he is going to rule the earth, and also the heavenly government will be upon his shoulders. And the prophecies, either in the Old Testament we see before the coming of the Lord or related to the coming of the Lord. Similarly, the false prophets also largely will raise before the coming of the Antichrist. So the way the true prophets were raised by the Lord, announcing the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, first coming and also the second coming. Similarly, the Antichrist, about his coming, as we come closer to the coming of the end days, and many false prophets will be risen. Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. That is how they start to deceive the people before the coming of the end days. But now we see one or two verses in Book of Revelation, chapter 13. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth the great wonders, so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven on the earth and the sight of men. And deceiveth them that dwell on earth by the means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should forth both speak, and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. So we see here there is a beast, second beast coming up and raising from the, another beast coming out of the earth. And he will have such a miraculous power and also persuade the people to worship the beast. And we see about him in chapter 16 again. And verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of the demons working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So now we see here the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. And they are, when the last bowl was poured out, there are different, three frogs came out of one from each one mouth. And those spirits went into the earth to persuade the people to gather against God, that is, to mobilize the armies of the Gentiles to fight against Jewish nation. And that is the time that the Lord is going to come down to fight the battle for the children of Israel. These here, the false prophet, will also do the miracles and persuade the people. So about the true prophet is the one who is going to continue to declare about the coming of the Lord, or persuade the people to follow the Lord and do the work of the edification, exhortation, and the comfort in the church life. False prophets are the one who persuade the people to turn away from God and also put them into the wider gate, so that they will ultimately end up in a wider gate and to do different destination. And false prophets are also having the ability, and they have certain spirits which they can put it into the minds of the people to do the miracles and also to do different things which are not from the Holy Spirit. So when we see in Matthew 7, now we go back to Matthew 7. So I'm reading from verse 15. Beware of the false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. So when the false prophets will come to the fold, they come with their sheep clothing. That is not original. So inside they have a different spirit, but outside they don't look like they are like wolves. But they talk very sweetly, and you don't even doubt them whether they are true or false. And it won't appear to you that you should even doubt them. And that is how they cover themselves. So in Paul, while writing in book of Acts chapter 20, I'm reading verses 28 onwards. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember, and by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So there are false prophets which will raise and like ravening wolves and try to deceive the people to go after them instead of the truth and Lord Jesus Christ. So that is the very dangerous sign. And from the beginning, either Peter, Paul, they were all sensing. These are the ways of the evil one which raiseth and also become more and more in the day, as we reach unto the end days, and inspire people to go away from people, induce people to go away from truth and follow after the false things. So as we read in the book of Revelation chapter 16, the false prophet has got the ability to do the miracles, wonders, so that the people can go after those things and can be enticed by those things and believe that they are really done by the power of God. And they all look very nice, and they are, because they are inside, there is a different, but outside, and they are looking like any other normal believer. They talk the way we talk, the way they worship, and everything, it looks as if they are like wonderful people, believers. But inside, their intentions are different. Verse 16. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? So then how do I discern who is false and who is true? Then the Lord is saying, outwardly when you look into them, it will be very difficult to distinguish who is true and who is false. But you will know them by the fruit. See, leaves and all, you will, some of the trees, they are very close to each other, outwardly. But when it flowers, then it is converted into, finally mature into a fruit, and nobody will be able to deceive you. So you, everyone will be able to discern and identify from the tree what kind of a fruit it is coming out. And fruit is produced from the inward life. And that inward life, which is being led by the Spirit, when it produces those, the fruits of the Spirit and the fruits of the righteousness and the character in which, and ultimately they wanted to live and also glorify God, that is their own motto. And by faith, they appropriate the power of God, not of their own flesh, not of their own strength, and not of their own ability. And because they allow that by faith, the life of the Lord to continually work in them, and also they are consecrating God as the Lord in their life and to accept His kingship in their Lord, the way the Lord work out the fruits, consistency of the Lord's teachings. But the false prophets, they all look good, but inside, they don't have that kind of a life to produce the fruits which are needed to be considered as coming from the power of the Spirit. So you will know them by the power, by the fruits. Up to that point of time, then there is a problem. So if you wanted to know who is false and who is a true prophet or a false teacher, then we can easily distinguish the fruits which are now told in the scripture. Are they coming or seen in that person, or we don't see any of those fruits bearing by that person? It is only teaching. Then it is a doubtful thing for us. Otherwise, how will I distinguish? And one more thing we can also know by them was, they are, we see many people, they talk, they pick up one verse in isolation and they build an entire message. But that is not the way, and it need, scripture needed to be compared from the scripture. So book of Corinthians, I will just refer, point that out. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 onwards. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden God ordained before the world unto our glory. See, this is how he conducted his ministry. But while doing so, that he is also advising people in Corinth that we are not using any of those things which will induce the people or entice the people with the wisdom of the world or the wisdom of the prince of the powers of darkness, as we read in Book of Revelation chapter 16. So that is the difference between the false prophet and the true prophet. So he compares the word, and also he uses the things which will demonstrate the power of the Spirit of God. So those, the false prophet, as we see in Revelation 16, he is the chief of all the spirits which are working in the false prophets. And he gives those spirits and sends into the world to induce the people so that they may be dragged away after them, and they will be led into the wider gate so that they are misled, and finally they will not enter into the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. So that is the tragedy and how they use these things. So the doctrine is one of the things which we can always check, whether it is spoken from the word of God or it is by their own wisdom and the intelligence. And the second one, we can always check whether whatever they are speaking, they are truthful, and in their life, do we see what they are preaching? And when we don't see in their life what they are preaching, and that is not true. So we need to be careful about those people. So when we hear so many things in these days, and that kind of a dedication and love to the Lord, without expecting anything, and wholeheartedly serving the Lord, waiting upon the Lord, receiving the message, sharing the things, and what God is giving a message according to that word, and whether they are not disciplining their life and living that life, and that is not good for anyone and claims to be as a prophet. He said, "You will know them by their own fruit." Verse 17, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." So if the life of the Lord is not working in them, and that life of the man will not bring out anything which is satisfying to the kingdom of heaven. The things which are mentioned in Book of Galatians chapter 5, and those things cannot be produced by any man's spirit. Verse 18, "A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." So ultimately, the good fruit, a good tree can bring good fruit, corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. Verse 19, "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." So the false prophet is the one who is going to be put into the lake of fire. So we read that in Book of Revelation chapter 19. And he encouraged the people, or given that false spirits into the false teachers, and they will also be put into the fire. "Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." So we shall know them by their fruits. So when those who are involved in the ministry, in the teaching or sharing, are doing in the work of the Lord, and it is for us, we need to develop the fruits which the Lord is looking in our lives. And also we need to ask the Lord that the Spirit of God may speak to us, so that only those things we can continue to communicate to build the individual life, and also the others whom the Lord, where they are kept in. But when those lives are going away from the narrow gate, away from narrowness to the wider gate, and encouraging people take life easy, and the Lord is merciful, and He will forgive you, He will take care of you, and also promising prosperity, and promising the immediate remedies to this worldly life that is all not building our faith life and not encouraging us to see those things which are going to come. And anything which we speak of easy, making is easy, or talking about the things of the world and prosperity in this world or a miracle and all those things will not build any of our faith life. Faith is something looking unto things which God is going to do, and they are there, and the Lord is going to, whatever according to the promise He is going to do is, and apprehending and living by those things which are not seen by the eye. So the prosperity and the miracles and all those things, they wanted to see, enjoy, and live by those things. And that is the contrary. So the remaining verses we will see tomorrow.